Kindness is often praised as one of the highest virtues a person can embody. It is the mark of a tender heart, a noble spirit, and a compassionate soul. Yet have you ever noticed that the very kindness you extend to others can sometimes yield not gratitude, but contempt? How strange it is that what you offer in goodwill can be misinterpreted as a signal of weakness. Let us reflect, then, on this paradox. To be kind is not to be submissive. Yet the misunderstanding arises when kindness lacks the anchor of strength. Too often people confuse kindness with a lack of conviction or a willingness to be used. A person who bends too easily, who gives endlessly without thought of their own needs or principles, may unwittingly teach others to devalue what they offer. Human nature, as curious as it is, tends to test the boundaries of what it encounters. If you present yourself as one without limits, always forgiving, always yielding, always giving more than is asked, you may invite the unscrupulous to see you as little more than a means to an end. But it is not their fault alone, it is also your responsibility to communicate through action what you will and will not tolerate. True kindness, then, must walk hand in hand with wisdom. It requires a recognition of your own worth and the courage to set boundaries. Imagine, if you will, a garden. It is a generous and lovely thing to cultivate flowers for others to enjoy. Yet, if you leave the gates always open, the weeds may overrun it, and the careless may trample what you worked so hard to grow. This is why boundaries are not the enemy of kindness, but its guardian. When you say no with firmness and grace, you are not rejecting the other person, you are protecting the integrity of your kindness. Without boundaries, kindness becomes an empty gesture, a fruitless sacrifice that breeds resentment rather than respect. Kindness, at its core, is an act of selflessness rooted in empathy and a desire to uplift others. It is a deliberate choice to extend warmth, understanding, and compassion to those around us. However, the essence of true kindness lies in its foundation. It must spring from a place of inner strength, not from fragility or a need to appease. To understand this fully, we must distinguish between authentic kindness and a counterfeit form of it, often driven by fear of rejection or an unbalanced desire to please. True kindness is an act of courage. It requires a person to step outside their own ego, prioritizing the well-being of others while maintaining their own sense of self. A genuinely kind individual offers help, forgiveness, or understanding not because they feel obligated to do so, but because it aligns with their values. This distinction is crucial. When kindness is given with strings attached, seeking approval, acceptance, or love in return, it ceases to be about others and becomes a covert transaction. Such actions, though cloaked in benevolence, often result in disappointment or resentment when the expected reciprocation does not materialize. Strength underpins true kindness because it allows a person to give without compromising their integrity. A strong individual knows when kindness is appropriate and when it might inadvertently enable harmful behaviors. For example, there is a difference between helping someone who is struggling and continually rescuing someone who refuses to take responsibility for their actions. True kindness involves discernment. It asks, will my actions uplift this person or inadvertently harm them in the long run? Answering this question honestly requires inner resolve and the courage to sometimes say no. Another hallmark of genuine kindness is its independence from external validation. A person whose kindness is rooted in strength does not rely on the reactions of others to affirm their worth. They do not seek applause or gratitude for their actions. Their satisfaction comes from knowing they acted in alignment with their principles. On the contrary, when kindness is driven by a need for approval, it often falters under criticism or indifference. If someone's kindness wavers when it goes unnoticed or unappreciated, it reveals that their actions were not truly selfless, but rather dependent on external affirmation. True kindness is not passive or weak. It is not about avoiding conflict or always saying yes to avoid upsetting others. Instead, it involves the fortitude to do what is right, even when it is difficult. For instance, imagine a friend who is on a self-destructive path. It is easy to enable their behavior under the guise of kindness, reassuring them that everything will be fine or avoiding confrontation to maintain harmony. However, real kindness may mean having a hard conversation, setting boundaries, or even stepping back to let them face the consequences of their actions. These choices are not easy, but they are acts of strength in service of the other person's ultimate well-being. Another vital aspect of true kindness is self-respect. Kindness without self-respect becomes servility, a dynamic in which one prioritizes others' needs to their own detriment. When kindness stems from a place of self-worth, it is balanced and sustainable. It acknowledges that while helping others is noble, one's own well-being must not be sacrificed entirely in the process. This balance is essential because a depleted, resentful giver is of little use to anyone. True kindness requires a sense of inner abundance, the recognition that one has enough emotional, mental, and physical resources to give without impoverishing oneself. The ability to exercise restraint is another marker of true kindness. There are moments when withholding immediate comfort or assistance is the kindest action one can take. Consider the example of a parent disciplining a child. While it may seem kinder to shield the child from the consequences of their actions, doing so robs them of valuable life lessons. Similarly, in relationships, kindness sometimes demands that one allow others to face their struggles or mistakes rather than rushing in to save them. This form of kindness requires wisdom and the strength to endure temporary discomfort for the sake of a greater good. True kindness fosters empowerment. It seeks not to create dependence but to build others up so they can stand on their own. A kind person does not act out of pity or a sense of superiority. They act out of genuine care and respect for the other person's potential. This form of kindness encourages growth, resilience, and self-confidence in others. It is a far cry from the misguided kindness that seeks to shield people from every difficulty or inconvenience. Empowering kindness is about helping others see their own strength, often by stepping back and letting them discover it themselves. But the roots of disrespect. Disrespect often arises not from an inherent flaw in kindness itself, but from how kindness is perceived and interpreted by others. Human interactions are complex, influenced by societal norms, personal experiences, and psychological instincts. When kindness is extended repeatedly without boundaries, it may inadvertently signal to others that the giver is willing to tolerate behaviors that they should not. This miscommunication is one of the primary roots of disrespect. At its core, disrespect often stems from a misunderstanding of the giver's intentions. Acts of kindness are frequently interpreted through the lens of power dynamics. In many cases, people instinctively view relationships as a balance of strength and weakness. When one individual appears excessively accommodating or eager to please, others may perceive this as a sign of vulnerability. Even if the kindness is offered with pure intent, the lack of boundaries surrounding it can create an impression of submissiveness. For some, this perceived weakness invites exploitation, as they interpret the absence of resistance as permission to take advantage. Another factor contributing to disrespect is the lack of reciprocity in many relationships. When kindness is extended without expectation or demand for mutual respect, it can foster an unbalanced dynamic. For example, if a person continually goes out of their way to accommodate a friend, colleague, or family member without asserting their own needs, The recipient may come to see this as the natural order of the relationship. Over time, they may begin to devalue the giver's efforts, seeing them not as acts of kindness but as obligations. The giver, in trying to be selfless, inadvertently creates a dynamic where their contributions are taken for granted. Human nature also includes a tendency to test limits. When someone is consistently kind without showing a capacity to say no, they may invite others to push boundaries. For example, a coworker who always agrees to take on additional tasks may eventually become the default choice for extra work. What begins as gratitude for their willingness to help can evolve into an expectation and later entitlement. This progression is not always malicious. It is often a natural response to behavior patterns. However, the result is the same. The kind person becomes a target of disrespect because their generosity is no longer appreciated but assumed. Another contributing factor is the imbalance between outward kindness and inner confidence. People are perceptive and often respond not just to actions but to the energy and intent behind them. Kindness that is offered from a place of insecurity or a desire to gain approval is fundamentally different from kindness offered with confidence and self-respect. The former may appear needy or desperate, prompting others to view the giver as less worthy of respect. Conversely, kindness rooted in inner strength conveys authority and dignity, which others are more likely to honor. Societal conditioning also plays a role. In many cultures, kindness is sometimes equated with passivity or a lack of assertiveness, especially in competitive environments like workplaces or social hierarchies. In such contexts, individuals who prioritize kindness over assertiveness may be seen as soft or incapable of standing up for themselves. This perception can lead others to dismiss their opinions, ignore their contributions, or treat them with condescension. The unfortunate reality is that in some environments, respect is earned not through generosity but through demonstrations of strength and boundary setting. When kindness is perceived as limitless, it can diminish its value in the eyes of others. The principle of scarcity applies not only to material goods but also to human behavior. Acts of kindness that are too frequent or too predictable may lose their significance. For example, if a person always forgives offenses or always agrees to requests, their actions may come to be seen as automatic rather than intentional. In contrast, kindness that is measured and deliberate carries greater weight, because it is perceived as a conscious choice rather than a habitual response. A lack of assertive communication further exacerbates the problem. Kind individuals often shy away from confrontation, fearing it may compromise their relationships. However, this avoidance can lead to unclear expectations and unspoken frustrations. When people do not clearly articulate their limits or needs, others are left to guess, often to the detriment of the relationship. Miscommunication of this kind can cause recipients of kindness to misunderstand the giver's intentions, leading to behaviors that come across as disrespectful. Disrespect arises not from malice, but from complacency. People grow accustomed to kindness and fail to see it as exceptional. A family member who cooks every meal without complaint, a friend who always listens without expecting the same in return, or a colleague who picks up extra slack without recognition, each of these individuals may find their efforts overlooked simply because they are so consistent. Over time, their kindness fades into the background, becoming an unacknowledged part of the environment rather than a conscious act worthy of appreciation. Disrespect can also be fueled by an imbalance of power. When one person consistently gives while another only receives, the relationship dynamic can shift. The giver may begin to feel undervalued, while the recipient grows entitled. This imbalance undermines the mutual respect necessary for healthy relationships. Without corrective action, it becomes difficult to restore equilibrium, as the pattern of giving and taking has been deeply ingrained, setting boundaries as an act of kindness. Boundaries are often misunderstood as barriers that separate people, but in truth they are vital structures that nurture healthy relationships. Setting boundaries is not a rejection of kindness instead. It is an essential aspect of it. Boundaries clarify expectations, protect emotional and physical well-being, and foster respect. When practiced thoughtfully, boundaries allow kindness to flourish without leading to resentment or exploitation. At its core, setting boundaries communicates self-respect. It signals to others that while you are willing to help and support them, you also value your own needs and limits. This self-respect is contagious. When you demonstrate that you hold yourself in high regard, others are more likely to treat you with the same respect. Without boundaries, acts of kindness may be misinterpreted as acts of obligation, and over time, people may come to assume that you exist solely to meet their needs. Boundaries prevent this by making it clear that kindness is a choice, not a requirement. A key reason boundaries are essential in kindness is that they define the conditions under which help and generosity can be extended. Consider the example of a friend who frequently asks for financial assistance. Without clear boundaries, you may feel pressured to say yes every time, even if it strains your own finances. Over time, this dynamic can lead to frustration and resentment, both for you and for the friend, who may come to depend on you without addressing the root causes of their financial issues. Setting a boundary, such as limiting how often you lend money or offering help in non-financial ways, ensures that your kindness is sustainable and does not enable harmful patterns. Boundaries are also crucial for maintaining emotional balance. When you consistently prioritize the needs of others without regard for your own, it can lead to burnout. This is especially true for people in caregiving roles, such as parents, teachers, or healthcare professionals. While these roles often require immense compassion, they also demand the ability to say no when necessary. For example, a parent who sets a bedtime for their child is not being unkind. They are establishing a boundary that ensures both the child and the parent get adequate rest. Similarly, a professional who declines to work overtime every weekend is protecting their mental health, which ultimately allows them to perform better in their role. Another reason boundaries are an act of kindness is that they foster trust and predictability in relationships. When people understand where your limits are, they are less likely to overstep them inadvertently. This clarity reduces misunderstandings and helps build stronger connections. For example, if a colleague knows that you are unavailable for work-related calls after 7 p.m., they will likely respect that boundary and plan their communications accordingly. This not only reduces stress for you, but also avoids potential frustration for the colleague who would otherwise risk disturbing you at an inconvenient time. Setting boundaries is also a way of modeling healthy behavior for others. Many people struggle with overextending themselves out of a misplaced sense of duty or guilt. When you establish and enforce your boundaries, you show others that it is possible to be kind without being self-sacrificing. This can be particularly impactful in close relationships, where your actions set the tone for how others approach their own limits. For example, a friend who sees you take time for yourself despite a busy schedule may feel encouraged to do the same, leading to a healthier dynamic between you both. Boundaries also ensure that kindness remains genuine rather than performative. When you say yes to something you truly want to do, your kindness is authentic and heartfelt. However, when you say yes out of obligation or fear of disappointing someone, your actions may carry an undercurrent of resentment. This resentment, even if unspoken, can erode the quality of your relationships over time. Setting boundaries allows you to give freely, without hidden frustrations, ensuring that your kindness is both sustainable and sincere. A common misconception is that setting boundaries will hurt or disappoint others. While it is true that some people may initially react negatively, in the long run, boundaries actually strengthen relationships. They establish a framework of mutual respect and understanding, allowing both parties to feel secure in their interactions. For example, a friend who respects your boundary about needing alone time will appreciate your company more when you are together because they know your presence is a choice, not an obligation. Boundaries are also a form of kindness to yourself. They protect your time, energy, and emotional well-being, allowing you to invest in the things that matter most. This self-care is not selfish, it is a necessary foundation for extending kindness to others. When you neglect your own needs, you risk becoming depleted, which can make it harder to show up for others in meaningful ways. By setting boundaries, you ensure that your kindness is not a finite resource, but a renewable one. Boundaries empower others by encouraging accountability and self-reliance. When you consistently step in to solve someone's problems, you may unintentionally hinder their growth. Setting a boundary, such as declining to do tasks they can manage on their own, pushes them to develop their skills and confidence. For example, a manager who sets clear expectations for their team and refrains from micromanaging allows employees to take ownership of their work, fostering independence and growth, transforming relationships with wisdom. Kindness, when combined with wisdom, has the potential to transform relationships in profound and lasting ways. While kindness on its own is a valuable virtue, wisdom provides the discernment to apply it effectively, ensuring that it fosters mutual respect and strengthens connections. Without wisdom, kindness may be misinterpreted, misused, or misplaced, leading to frustration and imbalance in relationships. When guided by insight, however, kindness becomes a tool for building deeper understanding, resolving conflict, and fostering growth. One of the most critical ways wisdom transforms kindness is by helping individuals recognize when and how to act. Not all situations call for the same type of kindness, and responding with thoughtfulness is essential. For example, comforting a friend in grief requires a different approach than addressing a coworker's repeated lapses in responsibility. Wisdom allows you to assess what the situation truly needs and adapt your kindness accordingly. In some cases, this might mean offering support and encouragement, while in others, it might mean holding someone accountable for their actions. Wisdom also enhances kindness by teaching us to listen and observe before acting. Many acts of well-intentioned kindness miss the mark because they are based on assumptions rather than an understanding of the other person's needs. For instance, offering unsolicited advice to someone struggling with a decision may come across as intrusive rather than helpful. A wiser approach would involve asking questions and listening carefully to understand their perspective before offering any input. This kind of thoughtful kindness shows respect for the other person's autonomy and fosters a sense of trust. Another way wisdom transforms relationships is by helping to balance kindness with boundaries. While kindness encourages us to give, wisdom reminds us that giving must be sustainable. Relationships thrive when both parties feel valued and respected, and wisdom helps identify when an imbalance begins to develop. For instance, if one person consistently takes without reciprocating, the relationship can become strained. Wisdom guides the kind person to address this issue directly, expressing their feelings honestly while maintaining compassion. This balance ensures that kindness does not become a source of resentment or exploitation. Incorporating wisdom into kindness also helps to navigate conflicts with grace. Disagreements are an inevitable part of any relationship, but how they are handled determines their impact. A wise approach to conflict involves using kindness not as a tool for avoidance, but as a means to find common ground. For example, instead of responding to criticism defensively, a wise and kind person might acknowledge the other person's feelings and seek to understand their concerns. This approach de-escalates tension and fosters open communication, strengthening the relationship even in the face of challenges. Wisdom also helps to ensure that kindness is empowering rather than enabling. While it is natural to want to help others, it is important to consider whether your actions are truly beneficial in the long term. For example, constantly solving someone else's problems for them may provide temporary relief, but can ultimately hinder their growth and independence. A wiser approach might involve offering guidance or support while encouraging the person to take responsibility for their situation. This kind of kindness promotes self-reliance and builds confidence, creating a stronger foundation for the relationship. In relationships, wisdom also enhances kindness by fostering empathy and patience. It reminds us that people are complex and that their behavior is often influenced by factors we may not fully understand. For example, if a friend cancels plans repeatedly, it is easy to feel hurt or frustrated. However, a wise and kind response would involve considering whether they might be dealing with stress, anxiety, or other challenges. By approaching the situation with empathy and seeking to understand their perspective, you create an environment where open communication and mutual support can flourish. Wisdom in kindness also teaches us the value of timing. An act of kindness delivered at the wrong moment may go unappreciated or even cause harm. For instance, offering unsolicited help to someone who values their independence may feel patronizing rather than supportive. Conversely, waiting too long to extend kindness in a moment of need may leave the other person feeling neglected. Wisdom helps us recognize the right moments to act, ensuring that our kindness has the greatest positive impact. Wisdom encourages self-awareness in the practice of kindness. It prompts us to examine our motivations and ensure that our actions are genuinely altruistic rather than driven by a desire for recognition or control. For example, a person who offers help solely to feel superior or to gain favor may inadvertently damage the relationship by creating feelings of obligation or resentment in the recipient. By cultivating self-awareness, wisdom helps us practice kindness in a way that is authentic and free from hidden agendas, fostering trust and sincerity in our relationships. Wisdom allows kindness to become a force for transformation by prioritizing long-term outcomes over short-term comfort. This might involve making difficult choices that prioritize someone's growth or well-being over immediate gratification. For example, a parent might set firm rules for a teenager, knowing that this will help them develop discipline and responsibility, even if it causes temporary friction. Similarly, a manager might provide constructive feedback to an employee, recognizing that honest criticism is more helpful than empty praise in the long run. These acts of tough kindness, guided by wisdom, create opportunities for growth and improvement, strengthening the relationship over time. When kindness is paired with wisdom, it becomes a powerful tool for transforming relationships. It fosters deeper understanding, balances boundaries with generosity, and empowers both individuals to grow.